在我们的生活里头，我们总是会忙着来做一些事情。
In our lives, we will busy ourselves with certain tasks.
而且我们会很多事情，我们都会很努力去做。
And there are many things that we will endeavor for.
只是我们不晓得有没有想过我们是不是很努力的在做一些不合理的事情。
But have we ever considered whether we're spending a lot of time doing things that are unreasonable?
真的，我们人常常会去很努力的做一些不合理的事情。
And the fact is that as human beings, we will spend a lot of time doing things that are unreasonable.
我们晚上想要从耶拿先知，我们来看这一个事实。
And tonight we will use a passage in the book of Jonah to study this fact.
耶拿被神差派到尼尼微城去传警告。
Jonah was sent to the city of Nineveh to give warning.
这个尼尼微城是属于亚述帝国。
And the city of Nineveh was in Assyria.
那这个亚述帝国是当时以色列人的这个敌人。
And this was an enemy nation of Israel.
那尼尼微城因为这个城市罪恶很大，罪恶很重。
And because the wickedness of the city was so great.
照着他们的行为，他们应该受神公义的审判。
They were deserving of God's righteous judgment.
但是神也要救这个罪恶的城市。
At the same time, God was willing to save such a wicked city.
所以神差派耶拿先知去传警告，给他们有悔改的机会。
For this reason, God sent prophet Jonah so that he could warn them and they would have this opportunity to repent.
那这个耶拿先知他基于一些原因呢，他不愿意去。
Jonah had a number of reasons why he was unwilling to follow God's instructions and go.
所以他很努力的想要来逃避这一件事情。
And he put a lot of effort to escape from the situation.
这是神要他做的，但是他却很努力的来逃避。
Even though this was something that God wanted him to do, Jonah spent a lot of effort to escape.
那神所要做的事情通常不会受到任何人跟事情的阻挡。
But we know that those things that God wants to accomplish cannot be blocked by man.
所以现在反而耶拿落入了神公义的审判。
Then it was Jonah's turn to fall under God's righteous judgment.
所以神就安排了一条大鱼在海中把耶拿吞了。
God sent a big fish to swallow Jonah in the middle of the sea.
这个耶拿在鱼的肚子里头，他没有死。
And Jonah did not die while he was within the belly of the fish.
这当然是一个神迹。
Of course, we know that this is a great miracle.
耶拿不但没有死，而且他在鱼的肚子里头他来向神悔改他求神能够怜悯他。
Not only did Jonah not die when he was within this beast, but he also prayed to God that he would forgive him.
当一个意外，我们发现自己没有死。
When we have discovered that we haven't actually died.
那我们都有那个求生的那种意志跟本能，我们就想要活下去，不想死。
Then we have this ability and desire to survive and not to die.
所以耶拿在鱼的肚子里头，他就向神祈求，求神能够怜悯他，能够救他。
While Jonah was within the fish, he prayed to God to save him and to forgive him.
他跟神讲说，这个我向你许的愿我一定要还。
And he said to God that which I have promised you, I must accomplish.
相信在耶拿的祷告里头，他也一定对神说：“你要我做的事情，我一定去做。”
And I believe that in his prayer, he said that what you, God, want me to do, I will accomplish it.
所以真的耶拿他活下来了。
And this is how Jonah survived.
所以神再一次的给他机会说：“你到尼尼微去传警告。”
So God gave him a second opportunity to go to the city of Nineveh to give warning.
耶拿真的这一次就到尼尼微去传警告。
And this time Jonah actually went to the city of Nineveh to give this warning.
这个尼尼微城相当的大，要走三天的路程才能够走完。
And the city of Nineveh was so large that it took 3 days to journey from one end to the other.
这个耶拿他只走了一天传警告，结果呢，所有的人都悔改。
Jonah had only walked for 1 day into this large city, and the whole city had repented.
我们请看耶拿书第三章。
Let's refer to the book of Jonah, chapter 3.
耶拿书三章第十节。
Jonah chapter 3, verse 10.
于是神啊，旧约圣经1084页，耶拿书三章第十节。
Jonah chapter 3, verse 10.
于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降于他们了。
Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
因为尼尼微城的人他们的悔改，所以神也就不毁灭他们。
Because the inhabitants of the city repented, God did not punish them.
这是一件非常美好，值得高兴的事情。
And this is a very wonderful event that is worthy of someone being joyful about it.
因为神听了人的听了人的祷告，神恩待人。
And it is wonderful because God listened to Jonah's prayer and he gave the city grace.
只有一个人他不高兴。
But there was one person who was quite unhappy.
请看第四章第一节。
Let's refer to Jonah chapter 4 verse 1.
这是耶拿大大不悦。而且甚发怒。
But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry.
只有耶拿一个人，他觉得很不高兴。
Only Jonah was unhappy about the situation.
那他在这个第三节呢，耶拿甚至说他不要活了。
And in verse 3, we see that Jonah goes as far as to say that he did not want to live any longer.
在第八节，他又一次的说到他不想活了。
And in verse 8, we see again that he wishes to die.
这是一个很强的对比。
And this is a very stark contrast.
在第二章，他一直想要活下来。
In chapter 2, he desired to continue living.
事情才没有过多久，第四章，他一直想要求死。
And not very long after, in chapter 4, he's asking for death.
这就是人的矛盾。
And this is how perplexing human nature is.
那为什么耶拿他想要他求死呢？
Why did Jonah ask for death?
因为他很固执。
And it was because he was very stubborn.
那而且他的固执是那种不对的固执，是无理的固执。
And his stubbornness was unreasonable.
所以固执又无理，就让一个人很情绪化。
And when a person is stubborn and unreasonable, then they become very emotional.
那我们来看耶拿，他为什么会这样子的情绪化啊？这个意气用事呢
？And now let us examine why Jonah was so emotional and was so emotional in the situation.
从我们第三者来看他，他真的是很矛盾的一个人。
And from an outsider's perspective, we see that he is a very confusing character.
这个。几天前求生，几天后他求死。
Just a few days before he had asked for life, and then a few days later he was asking for death.
第一个他很主观。
And the first reason for his this emotional will of his was that he was subjective.
因为他发现事情没有达到他想要有的结果。
And he had a subjective viewpoint because things had not happened the way he had wanted them to.
因为第三章的最后一节说，神就不毁灭尼尼微城了。
We see that in the last verse of chapter 3, God decided that he would not destroy the city of Nineveh.
那第四章的第一节就接着讲，耶拿因此就很不高兴，就发怒。
And in chapter 4, verse 1, we see that Jonah's first reaction is to be unhappy and angry.
所以耶拿他所想要的是神毁灭尼尼微城。
So we can see here that what Jonah wanted was for the city to be destroyed.
现在事情没有像他所想要的那一种结果。
And he did not receive the result that he had expected.
他就觉得说他的整个人失去了价值。
And Jonah felt that he had lost value.
他说这个城要毁灭。
He said this city will be destroyed.
但是却没有毁灭。
But it had not been destroyed after all.
他觉得说他的人生失去了意义。
And he felt that his life was meaningless.
那所以呢，他看他的人生没有价值又没有意义，所以他求死。
And because he felt that he had no value in his life and that his life was meaningless, he asked for death.
哦，那耶拿他为什么会这样子主观？
Then why was Jonah so subjective? 哦，
一方面我们来想想看，为什么我们人会很主观？
And we can ask ourselves, why are people subjective?
哦，当一个人很主观的时候，他就会固执，甚至无理。
And when a person is very subjective, then they become stubborn and helpless.
人会因为自己的经验以及知识而变得很主观。
And we also become subjective because of our own experience and our knowledge.
哦，经验是很宝贵的。
Of course, we know that experience is very valuable.
哦，很多的时候，经验不是金钱所可以买得到的。
And oftentimes, we cannot buy experience.
哦，经验的累积常常就是一个人的智慧。
And when experience is accumulated over time, it becomes our wisdom.
但是有时候经验它不是绝对的。
But sometimes our experience is not absolute.
四世纪里头有一个士师叫做参孙。
There was a judge called Samson.
啊，每当他需要跟非利士人来征战的时候，他就有非常的力量。
Whenever he had to battle against the Philistines, he was very strong.
哦，这是他一直以来都有的经验。
This was his experience over time.
哦，他可以一个人来对付许许多多的非利士人。
He alone could face a crowd of Philistines.
哦，甚至他手中并没有什么特别的武器。
Even if he was not carrying any special weapons.
哦，这是他一直以来他的经验。
And this was his experience over time.
啊，但是就在有一次，他还以为说他要面对非利士人，他会有力量。
One time he thought that he would have strength when he faced the Philistines.
他不晓得神的灵已经离开他。
But he did not know that God's spirit had departed from him.
哦，所以他就变成跟平常人一样。
So he had become just like an ordinary person.
哦，他一个人没有办法对付那许许多多的非利士人。
And he no longer could face up many Philistines.
哦，并不是照他以前的经验那样子，他仍然很有力气。
And it was not according to his past experience where he had a lot of strength.
哦，有时候我们会因为我们的知识而变得很主观。
Sometimes we become subjective because of our own knowledge.
请看耶拿书四章第二节。
Let's refer to Jonah chapter 4 verse 2.
耶拿就祷告神说：“神啊，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。”并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他施去。
So he prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish, for I knew that you are gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm.
这一整句话是神对摩西说过的话。
These are words that God himself spoke to Jonah.
哦，耶拿是一个先知啊，所以他对神所说过的话，神的教训，他懂很多，他很有知识。
Jonah was a prophet, and because of this, he remembered and understood the word of God.
哦，那因为他的知识让他变得很主观。
And because of his knowledge, he became very subjective.
哦，所以他说，因为他有这样的认识，所以他才会躲避神，不愿意去传警告。
And because he had this knowledge of God's nature, he hid from God and did not want to warn the city of Nineveh.
哦，我们看到人性真的是很邪恶的。
We see how wicked is human nature.
哦，在一肚子里头的时候，他承认他错了。
When he was within the belly of the fish, he acknowledged that he had made a mistake.
哦，现在他还了，他现在似乎在讲他没有错。
And now he returned to his previous stance, which is to say that he was not wrong.
哦，我们人常常这样子。
We often do this.
哦，在必要的时候，我们会跟人家道歉，跟人家承认我错了。
When we need to, we will apologize and say that we have done wrong.
哦，通常跟人家道歉，这个要求人家的这个赦免啊，很多时候，对每个人来讲，是一件很没面子的事情。
It is often very embarrassing to apologize and to ask for forgiveness.
哦，那所以呢，常常在有机会的时候，我们会回过头来说，当时我没有错。
Therefore, when we have the opportunity, we may turn back and say we were actually not wrong before.
哦，我想我们曾经这样做过，我们也曾经遇过这样的人。
I think that we have done this in the past, and we have also met people who have done this in the past.
哦，天下的乌鸦都是黑的，所以人性差不了多少。
And we have this commonality among all human beings.
啊，所以这个耶拿，他也用圣经的话来讲，他过去没有错。
Jonah also used God's word to say that he had not been mistaken before.
哦，所以人真的是哈，人性真的是很软弱，真的是很差。
Human nature is very weak.
啊，有人推论说，这个耶拿他可能是很爱国的一个先知。
And some say that Jonah was a prophet that was very patriotic.
因为亚述帝国是当时最强盛的帝国。
Assyria was the strongest nation at that time.
哦，所以对耶拿的国家是最大的威胁。
And it was the greatest threat to Jonah's nation.
哦，所以耶拿希望这个尼尼微城被毁灭。
And Jonah desired for this city to be destroyed.
哦，因为尼尼微城是亚述帝国的国都。
Because the city of Nineveh was the capital of Assyria.
尼尼微城如果毁灭了，这个亚述帝国也就会瓦解。
And if the capital was destroyed, then the nation would perish.
如果真的是这样的话，那也是耶拿个人的一个主观。
And even if this was the case, this was Jonah's own perspective.
哦，他认为这样子能够解决问题。
He felt that this was the way to resolve the problem.
这个好像是一个很平常的道理，把敌人消灭了，我们就能够生存了。
And this may seem like a very common sense principle, which is if we destroy our enemies, then we can survive.
哦，把敌人消灭了，事情就解决了。
And if we destroy our enemies, then the problem is resolved.
哦，但事实上常常并不是这样子。
But the truth is that it isn't always the case.
哦，我们请参考《列王记下》第六章。
Let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章二十节。
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 20.
二十节，他们进了撒玛利亚，以利沙祷告神说：“神啊，求你开这些人的眼目，使他们能看见。”神开他们的眼目，他们看见的，不料是在撒玛利亚的城中。
So it was when they had come to Samaria that Elisha said,Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and there they were inside Samaria.
哦，有一队的亚兰军队啊，他们进入了以色列的这个首的国都里头。
And there was a group of foreign soldiers that were that entered the Israelite nation.
意思就是说他们被以色列的军队包围住了。
In other words, they were surrounded by the Israelite army.
21节
Verse 21.
以色列王见了他们，就问以利沙说：“我父啊，我可以击杀他们吗？”
Now when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, "My father, shall I kill them?"
哦，这些亚兰军队是当时以色列人的敌人。
And these foreign soldiers were the enemies of the kingdom of Israel.
哦，现在他们被包围了，那王以色列王说：“可不可以把他们击杀？”
Now they were surrounded, and the Israelite king was asking if they could be killed.
哦，把敌人除灭，这好像是解决问题的方法。
It seems that the only way to solve this problem is to kill the enemies.
二十二节
Verse 22.
回答说：“不可击杀他们，就是你用刀用弓掳来的，岂可击杀他们吗？当在他们面前摆设饮食，使他们吃喝，回到他们主人那里。”
22. But he answered, "You shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow?" Set food and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master.
啊，这个以利沙先知就阻止王做这样的事情。
The prophet Elisha kept the king from doing such a thing.
哦，反而恩待这些被包围的这些敌人。
But rather, he taught him to show grace to these captive prisoners.
啊，二十三节。
Verse 23.
王就为他们预备了许多食物，他们吃喝完了，打发他们回到他们主人那里。从此亚兰军不再患以色列境了。
23. Then he prepared a great feast for them, and after they ate and drank, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syrian raiders came no more into the land of Israel.
那这里说到 这些亚兰军队以后就不再很长的一段时间不再来跟以色列人征战了。
So the conclusion was that the Syrian raiders did not come into the land for a long time.
其实这样才是真正解决问题的方法。
This was the true solution for this problem.
为什么耶拿啊，他是这样子的固执而无理
？Why was Jonah so stubborn and unreasonable？
因为他有那个一种偏心。很狭窄的一种看法。
And the second reason was because he was very narrow-minded.
那简单的讲就是其实他很自私。
In other words, he was very selfish.
自私让一个人很固执而且很无理。
Selfishness makes a person very stubborn and very helpless.
在不久前他违背神的吩咐他才得到神的赦免。
Not long before Jonah had rejected God's commandment, but he had received God's grace.
现在神也赦免了这些尼尼微城的人，耶拿却不高兴。
And now that God had forgiven the inhabitants of the city of Nineveh, Jonah was unhappy.
我们常常是我可以得到好处，别人不能得到好处。
We often act the same way. We want to receive the benefit, but we don't want others to receive that same benefit.
当扫罗跟大卫他们打败了腓力士人，回来了。
When Saul and David were defeated by the Philistines, and they returned home,
这个很多的妇女啊，他们就来为这一次的凯旋归来啊，来赞美。
And when they had defeated the Philistines, many maidens came to meet them and to praise them.
他们不但赞美扫罗，赞美这个王，他们也赞美这个勇士大卫。
Not only did they praise King Saul, but also his commander David.
大家都非常的高兴，因为打了胜仗。
Everyone was so happy because they had been victorious in the war.
但是这个王呢，扫罗王呢，他却不高兴。
But King Saul was unhappy.
百姓称赞我，我可以接受。
He could accept the praise of his people.
因为我是国王。
Because he was king.
但是百姓也称赞这次战争最有功劳的大卫。
But the people were also praising this very accomplished commander David.
但这个扫罗呢，他就听不下去了。他就不高兴了。
And Saul could not stand that he had to share the praise, so he was unhappy.
常常我们也是这样子。
We also often act in this manner.
我能够得好处，别人如果也得好处，我心里就不舒服。
We want to receive a benefit, but if we see others also gain the same benefit, then we become unhappy.
这就是为什么说人的问题会那么多。
And this is why there are many interpersonal conflicts.
自私让一个人很固执，而且很无理。
Selfishness makes a person very stubborn and very unreasonable.
当一个人这个很狭隘的时候觉得说有很多的事情只有我能够做，别人不能做。
When a person is narrow-minded, he may think that there are many things that only he can accomplish and nobody else can do a better job.
这也是一个很不好的人性。
And this is a very bad attitude.
我们从小孩身上就可以看到。
And we see this type of attitude in young children.
如果有一个比较特别的玩具
，If there's a special toy,
那个大的一定是这个自己玩。
Then the older children will pick up this toy and play with it themselves.
如果小的要也要玩的话
，And if a younger child wants to come and play with the same toy,
马上阻止，你会把它弄坏。
Then the older child will block him and tell him you'll ruin it.
这个小的就可怜兮兮的在旁边。很羡慕的眼光。
Then the younger one will be saddened and he'll stand aside looking at the toy.
不能够玩，有时候偷偷的摸一下就觉得很满足。
He knows he can't play with that toy, and sometimes he will secretly touch it, and he will be satisfied.
等他大一点的时候，他也会这样子。
And then when he grows up and becomes older, the cycle will continue.
他也会霸占他觉得好玩的东西。
He will also hold on to those toys that he enjoys the most.
不准其他的人来碰。
And he will keep others from touching his own toys.
所以人性是很自私的。
Human nature is selfish.
那因为这个自私，所以就会为很小的事情而来计较、来争论。
And because of this selfishness, he will argue about small things.
这样的例子到处可以见。
We find these examples everywhere.
我们请看路加福音十五章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章三十一节。
Luke chapter 15 verse 31。
三十一节，父亲对他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。”
And he said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours."
因为大儿子啊，他对父亲抱怨。
The older son had complained to his father.
为什么抱怨呢？
And what was his complaint?
因为父亲为小儿子宰了 一头回牛。
And his complaint was that his father had killed a fatted calf for the younger brother.
他就跟父亲他就抱怨父亲来埋怨父亲。
And so he complained about his father and complained against his father.
但是事实上是怎样呢？
But what was the truth?
这个三十一节，父亲说：“我一切所有的都是你的。”
In verse 31, the father says to the older son, "Everything I have belongs to you."
他就为了那一头牛，他来对父亲不满，来抱怨父亲。
And yet this older son, he was unhappy about this one calf, and he complained against his father about this one thing.
自私让我们常常为了一些小小的事情，我们来觉得不满，甚至跟人争论。
Selfishness makes us unhappy about very small details, and even leads us to arguments.
自私让我们只是看到别人的不好，别人的不对。
And selfishness only allows us to see what someone has done wrong.
所以主耶稣在马太福音里头说，自己眼中有一根梁木，却一直说弟兄眼中有一根刺。
And this is why Jesus says that we only see the speck in the other person's eye, but we do not see the plank on our own.
自私常常让我们没有真正的认识我们自己。
Selfishness also keeps us from understanding and knowing ourselves.
自私常常让我们没有办法去恩待别人，赦免别人。
Selfishness also keeps us from embracing others and forgiving others.
主耶稣是说，照我们如何去赦免别人，他来赦免我们。
Jesus has told us that however we forgive others, then he will forgive us.
所以自私所带来一个最大的伤害就是我们不能够得主耶稣的赦免。
The greatest harm that selfishness brings to us is that it keeps us from receiving God's grace.
在耶拿书第四章里头，这个耶拿他做事情，他的言语行为是很情绪化、意气用事。
In Jonah chapter 4, we see that Jonah's attitude is very emotional and very willful.
为什么会这样子？
Why is it so?
因为他自以为是。
And the third reason is because he thought he was self-righteous.
所以啊，他也不能够去体会、体贴神的心意。
And because he was self-righteous, he was not mindful of God's things.
人常常会落入那种不对的逻辑里头。
And people often fall trapped to irrational logic.
那人一直觉得说我这样是对的。
And a person will always feel this is right.
那所以啊，人会变得很主观、很固执、很无理。
And this person becomes very stubborn and subjective and unreasonable.
耶拿他这样认为，罪人就应该受审判，甚至要死。
Jonah felt that a sinner should be punished and should be judged and should be punished even to the point of death.
这个尼尼微城里头有好多好多的罪人。
And in the city of Nineveh, there were many sinners.
所以这个尼尼微城应该被毁灭。
Hence, the city should be destroyed.
这个是人的一种逻辑。
This is human logic.
但是其实它是不对的。
But it is incorrect.
这样的逻辑更不是神的本意，神的心意。
And this human logic is not in accordance with God's will and God's desire.
但是人常常很容易落入这种不对的逻辑里头。
But it is very easy for human beings to follow this incorrect logic.
在旧约圣经有一卷书叫《以斯帖记》。
In the Old Testament, there is a book called the Book of Esther.
哦，那是在波斯帝国的时代。
And it was, it took place in the time of Persia.
哦，那当时波斯帝国的王底下有一个他最提拔的啊一个等于是宰相叫做哈曼。
And this king had a very trusted official called Haman.
哦，所以哈曼在众人当中啊，他是最尊贵的。
Haman was the most respected person in the court.
哦，因为波斯皇帝最看重他。
And he was well respected because the Persian king thought highly of him.
哦，那王所看重的人，其他的人当然就很尊敬。
And of course, those who are esteemed by a king are also respected by the subjects.
哦，当一个人有地位的时候，他常常也会对别人有那种过分的要求。
And once a person reaches a higher position, then they have greater expectations of others.
哦，这个哈曼是王所看重的，人家尊敬他，这个本来是很自然的事情。
Haman was esteemed by the king, and it was natural for him to be respected by the subjects.
哦，但是他要求人家对他的尊敬啊，已经是太过分了。
But the level of respect that Haman required of the subject was excessive.
哦，所以有一个犹太人叫做莫迪改。
There was a Jew called Mordecai.
哦，大家看到哈曼都要跪拜，莫迪改他就不跪拜。
All the people who saw Haman would bow to him, but Mordecai refused.
哦，所以这个哈曼就觉得很不高兴。
Haman was very unhappy at this.
大家都看到我就跪拜，为什么你这一个人，你是谁，你不向我跪拜？
Everyone bows before me, and who are you that you do not bow?
后来发现说这个人叫做莫迪改，而且他是一个犹太人。
Haman discovered that this man's name was Mordecai and that he was a Jew.
哦，所以这个哈曼就说这个莫迪改，这个人该死。
And Haman said that this man deserves to die.
哦，然后他又说，因为莫迪改是犹太人，所以所有的犹太人都该死。
And because Mordecai is a Jew, then all Jews must be exterminated.
这样对吗？
Is this right?
应该是不对。
It is not right. It is wrong.
哦，但是这个哈曼呢，他真的就要因为莫迪改要灭掉所有的犹太人。
And Haman wanted to kill off all of the Jews because of Mordecai's actions.
所以常常我们所做的事情，很努力在做的事情，其实是很不合理的。
And very often, those things that we put a lot of effort into are actually unreasonable.
哦，所以这个哈曼呢，他就很努力的要来做这件事情，把所有的犹太人都消灭。
And Haman was very diligent in trying to kill off all of the Jews.
我们请参考路加福音第九章。
Let us refer to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章五十五节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 55.
五十五节，耶稣转身责备两个门徒说：“你们的心如何？你们并不知道。”路加福音九章五十五节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 55. But he returned and rebuked them and said, You do not know what manner of spirit you are of.
哦，这个有一次主耶稣的两个门徒啊，他们也是要做一件不合理的事情。
Once two of the Lord's disciples were going to do something illogical.
哦，那个主耶稣对他们说啊，你们的心如何，你们并不知道。
And Jesus said to them, You do not know what is in your heart.
哦，这个新约时代的保罗，他曾经逼迫基督徒。
In the New Testament, Apostle Paul used to be a persecutor of Christians.
哦，他还以为他是在为天上的神发热心。
And he even thought he was being fervent for God.
哦，所以有时候我们是很努力的来做不合理的事情。
Sometimes we are very diligent in doing those things that are illogical.
哦，尤其当我们很固执又无理的时候。
Especially when we are very stubborn and illogical and unreasonable.
耶拿曾经在鱼的肚子里头受过苦。
Jonah suffered within the belly of the fish.
哦，我们常常说受苦会让人更加成熟。
And we often say that suffering will make us more mature.
哦，那更加成熟的意思就是说人会改变。
And to become more mature is to say that we change.
哦，但是这个耶拿他受苦，但是他并没有更成熟。
But we see here that Jonah he suffered, but he did not become more mature.
哦，因为他并没有改变。
Because he did not change.
哦，诗篇是说受苦是以我们有益处。
Psalm says that suffering is to our benefit.
哦，如果受苦让我们一个人长大了，更成熟。
If suffering helps us to grow and to become more mature,
哦，那么这个受苦就很有价值。
Then this suffering has value.
但是如果一个人受苦，他并没有改变，那么这个受苦就没有什么价值。
But if a person suffers and he does not grow and change, then all the suffering was of no value.
哦，那为什么这种情绪化是这么的不好？
Why is it so harmful to be emotional?
哦，因为我们来看所带来的结果。
And we can examine its results.
啊，请看回耶拿书第四章。
Let us return to the book of Jonah, chapter 4.
啊，耶拿书第四章里头就提到耶拿的一些很不成熟的言论跟举动。
In Jonah chapter 4, we see Jonah's immature thoughts and actions.
第四章第五节
Chapter 4, verse 5.
于是耶拿出城坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的荫下，要看那城究竟如何。
Verse 5. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade till he might see what would become of the city.
神已经说 他不毁灭尼尼微城了。
God had already said, I will not destroy the city of Nineveh.
哦，但是这个耶拿他还是要观看这个尼尼微城会怎样。
But Jonah still wanted to see what the fate of the city of Nineveh would be.
他还是一直希望这个城被毁灭。
Jonah still wanted the city to be destroyed.
哦，当神要毁灭这个索多玛、俄摩拉的时候，
When God wanted to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah,
哦，这个亚伯拉罕他也是远远的在观看着这个尼尼啊，这个索多玛城。
Abraham was also looking at the city of Sodom from afar.
哦，这两个观看呢，大大的不一样。
But there's a great difference between these two situations.
哦，这个亚伯拉罕是存着一个怜悯的心。
Abraham watched the city with a heart of mercy and compassion.
哦，那这个耶拿是存着一种要看看神是不是毁灭，要不要毁，是不是要毁灭这个尼尼微城的这种态度。
In contrast, Jonah was with this attitude of seeing whether God would destroy the city of Nineveh.
我们请看耶拿书四章第九节。
Let's refer to Jonah chapter 4, verse 9.
神对耶拿说：“你因这颗披麻发怒，合乎理吗？”他说：“我发怒以至于死，都合乎理。”
Then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "It is right for me to be angry, even to death."
这个耶拿甚至为了一棵披麻树，他宁愿死。
Jonah was willing to die for a plant.
哦，一个人在情绪化的时候，他竟然会做傻事。
When a person is emotional, he will do foolish things.
生命是多么的宝贵，多么的有价值。
Life is so precious and valuable.
哦，这个耶拿竟然为了一棵植物，他说我不要活了。
Yet Jonah was willing to die for a thing.
哦，真的，一个人在情绪化的时候，真的很容易做傻事。
Truly, we see that when someone is emotional, it is very easy to do foolish things.
哦，一个人在情绪化的时候，自己会充满着很多的愁苦。
And when a person is emotional, he will be filled with great grief and sadness.
啊，甚至一个人在情绪化的时候，他也会滥用、误用了神的话。
And when a person is being emotional, they will also misuse God's word.
就像耶拿书四章第二节，耶拿引用了神所说过的话。
For example, in Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, Jonah used the word of God.
哦，所以一个人如果只有圣经的知识
，and if a person only has biblical knowledge，
哦，但是是不成熟的一个人
，but even if he has biblical knowledge， but he's immature，
哦，那么就只有看到有圣经的知识，并不能够看到 这一个人在灵性上 有成熟有成长。
Then all we will see is that this person has biblical knowledge, but not that he is growing spiritually or in faith.
一个城本来要被毁灭，现在神赦免了，那是一个值得大家欢喜高兴的事情。
Everyone should be happy that the city which was destined for destruction has been saved.
哦，只有一个人他没有喜乐。
But only one person had no joy.
就是耶拿。
And this person was Jonah.
因为他的这种意气用事、情绪化，所以他忽略了神这么伟大的作为。
And because he was so emotional and illogical, then he neglected God's great works.
神的爱竟然能够拯救整个尼尼微城。
God's love was able to save the whole city of Nineveh.
这耶拿不但他没有喜乐，而且他心中充满着很多的愁苦。
Jonah had no joy, and his heart was filled with grief.
他竟然对神不满。
And he was unhappy with God.
他对这些尼尼微城是更加的这种厌恶跟轻视。
And he despised the inhabitants of the city of Nineveh.
我们想想看，一个人如果被这些占满了，这个人他怎么会有平安？怎么会有喜乐？
And if a person is filled with these evil thoughts, then how can he have peace and how can he have joy?
甚至因为他的意气用事，造成了他信仰的危机。
And because of this bad attitude, it became a crisis in his own faith.
他让自己陷入更大的困惑里头。
And he fell into a greater tribulation.
他让自己扭曲了很多的事实。
And he actually abandoned a lot of truth.
他让自己产生了很多不必要的怀疑。
And he also brought unnecessary doubts into his own life.
所以一个人这样意气用事，真的是对自己是几乎是没有好处的。
So there are no benefits of being unreasonable and emotional.
不能够看到事情的真相。
Because we are unable to see the reality.
所以我们要努力的来克服人性的这个弱点。
We must be diligent in overcoming this human weakness.
所以我们不要自以为是，不要自义。
We should not be self-righteous.
然后我们才能够对事情不会太主观，而是很客观。
Then we can be objective instead of subjective.
真的，人很容易落入这样的盲点里头。
It is easy for us to fall into this trap.
就像那个很伟大的先知以利亚也曾经犯过这样的错。
Even the prophet Elijah made this mistake.
他一直以为说为神发热心的只有他一个人。
He often thought that he was the only fervent servant of the Lord.
所以对别人所跟他说的话，他就没有听进去。
And he did not listen to what others had to say.
比如说这个俄巴底啊，曾经跟他讲说，我偷偷的藏了100个先知。
For example, but I had told him that I have secretly hidden 100 prophets.
我保护了100个先知。
I have protected 100 prophets.
不是只有剩下你一个。
You are not the only one.
但是以利亚他没有听不进去。
But Elijah could not, did not listen to him.
他一直很自义，为神发热心的只剩下我一个人。
He held on to this belief that he was the only one who was fervent for the Lord.
那我们不要忽略了神的那个伟大的爱。
We should not neglect God's great love.
这保罗说神的爱是长阔高深。
Paul talks about the height and the depth and the width of God's love.
常常因为我们忽略了神这么伟大的爱，所以我们就陷入了那种无理的固执。
And when we overlook God's great love, then we fall into this trap of illogical stubbornness.
我们最后看耶拿书四章十一节。
Finally, let us look at Jonah chapter 4, verse 11.
神对耶拿说，何况这尼尼微大臣，其中不能分辨左手右手的有120,000多人，并有许多的牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock.
神伟大的爱常常会被我们 眼睛所不能够所没有看到的而忽略了。
Because we cannot see God's great love, then it is easy for us to overlook it.
在新约圣经里头，这主耶稣也说到说，那个将残的灯火，它不熄灭。
And in the New Testament, Jesus says that the smoldering wick he will not put out.
那个快要折断的芦苇啊，他不把它这个压伤的芦苇，他不把它折断。
And even the broken grain, he will not put off.
所以神的爱啊，是远远的超过我们的理性，超过我们的逻辑。
In other words, God's love is beyond our understanding and beyond our logic.
我们一起唱诗224首。
Let us sing hymn 224.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let us sing the first and last verse.Please be seated.
我们生活都非常的辛苦因为我们为很多事情在付出，在努力。
We toil in our lives because we are being diligent in many matters.
但是如果我们的努力是很不合理的，这个就很可惜。
But it would be a pity if our efforts are illogical.
事实上，真的我们会。很多时候是很努力的来做一些不合理的事情。
The truth is that we spend a lot of time doing things that are unreasonable.
那如何能够避免呢？
Then how can we avoid this?
有一个很重要的关键，我们需要圣灵来帮助我们。
The key is that we need the Holy Spirit to help us.
需要神的灵来帮助我们。
We need the Spirit of God to help us.
刚才唱的那一首诗里头他有建议我们两个经节。
In the hymn that we just sang, it brought up two verses.
我们请看诗篇139篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇23节。
Verse 23, Psalm 139, verse 23.
神啊，求你鉴察我知道我的心思，试炼我知道我的意念。诗篇139篇23节。
Psalm 139 verse 23, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties.
24节，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
24, And see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
我们要求神来帮助我们，鉴察我们的心。
We must pray to God to help us search our own hearts.
哦，这就是为什么神他将圣灵来赐给我们。
This is the reason why God gave us the Holy Spirit.
哦，圣灵的功用之一就是来帮助我们，哦，来检查我们的内心。
One of the functions of the Holy Spirit is to examine our heart.
哦，让我们不会很努力的去做一些不合理的事情。
So that once we examine our hearts, we will not do unreasonable things.
哦，因为这样子浪费我们的时间，浪费我们的生命，啊，而且甚至会伤害自己，伤害别人。
That way, we will not waste our time, waste our life, harm ourselves and harm others.
哦，那神所应许的圣灵已经降临了。
The Holy Spirit that God has promised has come already.
哦，因为每一个人都需要圣灵的帮助。
Every person needs the help of the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以这个领受圣灵是一个普遍性的恩赐。
And the Holy Spirit is a common gift.
哦，每一个人只要求都能够领受。
Every person can receive it as long as they ask for it.
哦，那我们不但领受圣灵，也要求圣灵来充满我们。
Not only should we ask for the Holy Spirit, but we should ask the Holy Spirit to fill us.
哦，求圣灵帮助我们能够顺服圣灵的感动，圣灵的带领。
We should ask the Holy Spirit to help us to submit to the movement and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们还没有领受圣灵的，我们继续努力求圣灵。
If we have not received the Holy Spirit, let us be diligent in praying for the Holy Spirit.
哦，照着主耶稣的怜悯，照着主耶稣的应许，他一定会将这应许的圣灵来赐给我们。
And according to God's promise, He will grant us this Holy Spirit.
哦，那这个圣灵是永远同在的圣灵。
And this Holy Spirit is a permanent Spirit.
哦，一个领受圣灵的人，圣灵就永远的啊，基本上来讲，永远的内住，哦，来帮成为我们一个最大的帮助。
And a person who receives the Holy Spirit, generally speaking, will keep this Holy Spirit, and this will become his helper.
哦，那一个领受圣灵的人，他在祷告的时候会用灵言祷告。
And a person who receives the Holy Spirit will speak in spiritual tongue.
哦，这是神赐下圣灵来感动人讲出来的一种天国的语言。
And the spiritual tongue is a language that God has granted us when we receive the Holy Spirit.
哦，用这样来啊，来证实一个人领受了圣灵。
And speaking in tongues is an evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
那我们还没有得圣灵的人，我们渴慕圣灵，祈求圣灵。
If we have not yet received the Holy Spirit, then we should thirst after the Holy Spirit and seek it.
哦，在我们祷告当中，我们渴慕圣灵，我们出声音念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And in our prayer, we ask for the Holy Spirit by saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哦，当圣灵降临的时候，我们是很清楚的知道。
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we are conscious.
哦，我们嘴巴本来念哈利路亚，啊，会变成舌头跳动或减动的声音。
And as we say Hallelujah, then when we receive the Holy Spirit, it will become a rolling tongue.
啊，我们自己很清楚的知道，主耶稣将圣灵赐给我了。
And we will be aware that the Lord has granted us His Holy Spirit.
啊，我们真的需要圣灵的帮助。
We truly need the help of the Holy Spirit.
啊，否则在我们的人生道路上面，我们会有很多无理的固执。
If not, we will face many unreasonable things in our lives.
啊，让我们在很多的时候，我们会情绪，会这个意气用事啊，做出一些情绪化的这个言语或者行为。
And without the Holy Spirit, then we will be emotional and narrow-minded in our thoughts and actions.
好，那现在我们来做结束的祷告。
Now we will have our concluding prayer.
啊，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
We will pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们祈求圣灵，祈求圣灵的充满。
And we will ask for the Holy Spirit and ask for the Holy Spirit's fullness.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.